praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
On the Gospel of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 15. Go, Daniel. Chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 15. Amen.
Yeah.
It's a familiar passage of scripture. It says, now if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. And I say, well, it's in little Corinthians. See, I say, well, that means he made it perfect. That's what he said. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the sermon. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? 16 says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the old king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And if he would not deliver us out of thine hand, O king, 18 say, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his vengeance was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace once seven times more than it was going to be heated. Good God Almighty. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to cast them into the burning fire furnace. 21 says, then these men were bound in their coats, their hats, their other garments, and were cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceeded the flame of the furnace, those men that the verse 24. Nebuchadnezzar the king was a sponge, and rose and said unto the counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. 25 said, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
That's all right.
The fourth is like the Son of God. I want to talk for four words. He is able.
Yes, he is.
I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but this wasn't what I wanted to preach, but He is able. I don't know what you're going through this morning. I know it's cold and, you know, all this kind of stuff, but I want to tell you that this week going up, and I know I got a lot to do today and tomorrow because it's Martin Luther King. I'm into a lot of stuff, but I know he's able to bring me through. He's able to bring you through. Can I get a witness this morning? I don't know what I'm talking about this morning, but it's God will make a way. No matter how you see it, no matter how you think about it, God will make a way. He's God, I'm God all. Chapter 5, verse 7, he said, don't have no other God before me. And he said in Deuteronomy 6:15, he said, I'm a jealous God. That's written in your Bible. If you can do it out. I'm a jealous God. And don't put nothing before me. That's what he told the children of Israel way back yonder before they come out of the land of Egypt. You do know that, don't you? So these old boys here, they were brought up from their ancestors. Like Diane said, the ancestors, the old folks, they bring you up and train you up, and you don't forget that. Amen. I don't forget the old folks where they brought me up. Huh? And chewing their back 100 miles an hour. I don't forget that. And telling me to go down to the store and get some days worth of some Big Man chewing their back. It was like a quarter back then. It's probably $15, $20 an hour. But I'm just saying, you don't forget the sayings of the old folks. And so that's the way it is with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They were named that. They named Hananiah, Michael, and Azariah. And Azariah. In other words, but they gave them Babylonian names. They gave them names to fit them. And if you go back and read in verse chapter 1, they choose those boys because they were well-favored and they were skillful and they were strong and mighty men to work around the palace. Right. And the Bible says that they choose these boys, you know, for king palaces. So if you go back to 2, I'm going to bring it up to 3. The Bible says, oh, King, let me tell you something. King Nebuchadnezzar was just like Donald Trump. Had money, had prestige, but he didn't have no people. Am I talking to somebody? See, a lot of us in here going home, but we ain't got no peace. More folks say a peace of mind is better than silver and gold. You can have all the money you got and all the cars and everything else, but if you ain't got a peace of mind, you ain't trying. And that's the way Donald Trump was. Yeah. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar was. He had all the material things there was. He was an evil man. He was rich. But he couldn't mess with God. Just like Donald Trump, he can't mess with God. When God get ready, I say when God get ready, you going to see it on TV and everywhere else, how you going to say, uh-oh, that preacher did say, when God get ready, now I don't know when he coming, but he coming.
Oh, Lord.
He coming. Because I don't know nobody big and bad enough to fight against my God. Do you know? See, I walked him down the mountains. And all those that Sanhedrin council, all those folks back there in Israel, see how God did with them when they got ready to talk against God and do things against God. God let you alone a little while.
Yes, say that.
Brother, after what?
Say that.
Hold up. I'm trying to help somebody. Whatever you're going through this morning, he's able. On this 18th day of January, he's able.
Yeah.
The church said in your roof, we're going to be some kind of way. We're going to get it.
Yeah.
I just put my faith in the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said you walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
Psalm 91 said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I'm going to talk to somebody up in here.
Amen.
I'm going to keep somebody in here I'm talking to. I don't know who it is.
Amen.
But it's somebody. Because this wasn't what I wanted to preach.
Oh,
this communion Sunday.
Yeah.
But God is speaking to somebody through this message here. And I would be saying he's able to help you in whatever situation you are going through. Sugar diabetes, heart problem, whatever the doctor told you, God got it in his hand. Say, Lord, you is my doctor. You made this body.
Amen.
You know the hair on my head.
Right.
name of Jesus. As a king, in the chapter 3, the first part, he built the statue 90 feet high. Good God. That's what it said. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. And 9 feet wide. He got the sheriff. He got the marshal. He got everybody in his pocket. The past. But he ain't got these boys here.
No.
Because they've been taught that they don't bow down to no God.
Yeah.
Except it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Am I talking to somebody here?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know one thing. One of these old days, when I'm off the scene, I want to teach Eugene the principles of God. I'm trying to teach him that don't let nobody turn your faith around, son. When I'm off the scene, when I'm dead and gone, my man, let nobody turn you around.
Amen.
The old folks say, I don't want nobody turn me around. Don't they? They were shooting water on our ancestors. Remember that? Back in the 60s. I wasn't going back there long. I'm just saying, I see history of it. They were shooting water. The old folks kept on marching. That's why we got what we got here today, because of them old folks. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be sitting in these pews this morning in a heated or building. Sister Bean said she used to go to a good over. I listened very good. And she said it used to be one heat over here, one heat over there. And it'd be cold. I'm just saying, tell you, I listen. Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to back. So back to the text. Let me get my eyes so I can see. Look what it said. They had some people down in New Jerusalem that wasn't worshiping. You know, when you worship in God and catch the spirit, some people be looking on. Y'all don't do that.
Oh,
you don't know what they've been through.
That's right.
You don't know this week what they've been through. So just move out of my way and let me get my praise on, because if it had not been for the Lord, my time.
Say it, Jesus, say it.
That's why it's not good to put your frame on a woman or man or somebody that you. It's not good to talk about people. Because the same thing they're going through, you might go through worse.
Sooner or later, yes, sir. Sooner or later, yes, sir.
It says in Galatians 6, says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth,
so shall he reap. Yes, sir.
That shall he reap.
Yes, sir.
And I told my wife, I said, the devil missed me. He thought he had me, but he missed me. Let me tell you something. Money is one thing, but serving the Lord and eternity is another. Because I don't need that money behind me. I don't need all this stuff behind me. But all call my name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll be somewhere.
Mahalo.
My name.
Yes, sir.
Not Eugene Elijah, but my name. Because I know one day he got to call my name.
Mahalo.
He got to call your name one day. You don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. Because the Bible said Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the
judgment.
And the judgment
is
going to begin where? At the house of God. That's 1 Peter 4:16, 4:17. Judgment is going to begin at the house of God.
Amen. My Lord.
I don't talk about game, but I just want to throw that out there free. But back to the text, look what it said. They had some people, y'all, in the first part.
Yeah.
You know, up in the first part.
Yeah.
They looked at these boys, they were seeing that they wasn't bowing to that golden image.
Mm-hmm.
And they wasn't giving praise to that golden image. So now, he gave him a second chance. Nebuchadnezzar did. You know how some people do stuff for you, and they want you to go along with them with their plots?
Right,
even if it's wrong, you got to go along with the wrong.
God.
Y'all know some people like that? Got a little money in their pockets, and think they better. You know, they ain't better now. All of us going to one place.
Amen.
Heaven?
Or hell. Or
hell. That's it. He said, now if you be looking around, look what it said. Now if, 15 verse, when we read, you be ready, I'm finna get on out of here. Then at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, and all this stuff that I'm gonna skip down, that look what it said, skip down. You fall down and worship the image which I have made well.
Yes, sir. Yes,
in other words, I made it perfect. might be perfect in your eyesight, nevertheless, but it ain't perfect in these boys' eyesight. Because I know a God
my
that
Lord.
Died at the River Jordan.
Yes, sir.
I know a God that made the donkey talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I know a God. Amen. Well, you ain't bigger than him. I tell anybody that, oh, no. My soul has been anchored.
Yeah, yeah.
My soul is anchored on yesterday. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Let me tell you something. When you've been changed, they had a song like that. Oh, I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven, then I can't stand it like
that. Come on, somebody. Yeah, sir.
You fall down. And now you say, but, now there's another conjunction in verse 15. But if you worship not, you should be cast
into the what?
In the same hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Into the midst. Okay. And the fire was no small fire, church.
Yeah.
This was a big old thing. Oh, Lord. I don't know. But I tell you what, they still on their faith. And that's what I'm trying to tell somebody this morning. Whatever you're going through, stand on your faith.
Yes, sir.
Because God is real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nobody said, God is real. And when you go against God, you ain't going against yourself. God will. Man, God will step in and make a highway like that.
Amen.
It's what he said. Look what he said. Look what he said. You read the rest of it. I ain't going to be able to do it because I'm almost there. We got communion coming. It's saying, and who is, look what he said. He asked a question. And who is that God shall deliver you out of my hands?
Oh, my Lord.
That man crazy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just like that don't you crazy. There's a hole there.
Yes, sir.
When God get on to you, brother, you say, I surrender. But sometimes it'll be too late. Let me tell you something. He asked that question again. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the old king, we are not careful. In other words, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. In other words, we're not going to answer you because we know a God that our ancestors, when they was enslaved, yeah. We know a God that dried up the River Jordan and they went through on dry ground. We know a God that spoke to Joshua and dried up the Jordan. We know a God.
My Lord.
You ain't no match for him, Nebuchadnezzar. Whatever you're going through this morning, tell that situation, devil, get back. Because James 4:7 says, resist the devil.
That's right.
He'll flee. I'm going to say it again. James 4:7. This is in your Bible from you tore it out. Resist the devil, I submit unto you. Resist the devil, and he'll flee.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the devil dwells in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where he dwells right there. But the Holy Ghost dwells there too. That was Luke 17:21 said, it's within you.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you got the Holy Ghost in you, you got something better than money. You got something better than them because you got favor of God. And when you got favor of God, you got it all. Ain't God lying?
Yeah.
I say, ain't y'all lying?
Well,
don't fool me now. Right. I ain't gonna be lying. Look, he's able.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, he's able.
He's able.
Whatever you're going through, this one say, he's able.
He's able.
I don't know how you're gonna do it, Lord. I don't know how you're gonna pay this bill for me. I don't know how you're going to work it out with this car, though. I don't know how you're going to do it for me with my chicken IV. They got me with an 8 or whatever. I don't know how you're going to work it out with my cancer. But I know you was able because you're the doctor that never lost it. You're the...
Yes, sir. Yes,
your church,
yes sir.
Okay?
Marlo.
What do you say now? Drop down to 17. If it be so, our God, whom we serve.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they say. That's what they tell the king. Now, they shouldn't kill him there because the king fed him and, you know, dressed him in their Babylonian uniforms and, you know, they work around the king and all that. They could have said all kind of stuff to get out of it, but they didn't do it. They didn't justify. That's what we do. We justify sometimes. Lord, if you do this, I'm going to do this. Don't bother with God. God ain't going to bother with nobody. Bible said, come to the throne of grace with boldness. That's what Hebrews 4:16 said. And ye will obtain favor of the Lord.
My Lord.
That's Hebrews 4:16. You got to come boldly and say, Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I'm going through this, I'm going through that, but in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Reaping may do it for a night.
But joy.
That's Psalm 35.
Yes, sir.
But joy coming.
In the moment.
In the moment.
Ooh, Lord.
I don't know who I'm talking to this moment. I'm talking to somebody. This is what it says. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
Yeah.
And he will deliver us. Look what they say now. That's faith, ain't it?
Oh, Lord.
Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by what? The
word of God. Yes, sir.
We say, it's in Hebrew. He said, from the beginning, he said, and he will deliver us out of thine. Now, they're talking to the king now. They're still talking to the king. And all the soothsayers and the sheriff and all of them, look, probably trying to, you know how they talk. You know, when a Christian get in trouble, everybody got to look. You know, when you're in the neighborhood and something happened in your house? Oh, yeah.
My Lord. You on it, Gene? You on it?
I'm talking to somebody.
Yes, sir. You
I ain't
on
the only one by myself up in here.
No, Lord.
I'm Afro America, too.
Yes, sir.
When something go to your house and the people that ain't serve, they be looking all out the window.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Look, look at that Diane over there. There's supposed to be some Christian folk. Look at Mr. Reed over there.
My Lord. My Lord.
And that's what they're doing. Look. They look. Watch. But watch what 18 said. But if not, now they're looking at the fire and looking at the other nether, but they know they got to go.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
the
sir.
You see. There's a God that sits high
and looks low.
And look low.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but you can feel him. When he comes, he comes. He don't come. He comes suddenly. That's what they say on the day of Pentecost. Suddenly. He comes instantly. Look what it says. Be it known unto you, O King,
mm-hmm.
that we will not serve thou gods, nor worship the gold. In other words, whatever I'm going through, I'm not going to take no wooden nickels. Because I know one thing.
Yeah.
The God I serve and I've been praying for all week, he will come to my rescue. He may not come when I want him to come.
Yes, sir. But he did on time.
He may not come when I think he did.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody here that got bills overdue?
Amen.
Uh-huh. And you don't know where the money gonna come from?
All right.
Am I talking to somebody this morning that got diabetes?
All right.
Got cancer?
All right.
And you left home, you stayed at home because you got cancer?
All right.
You need to come to the house of God. This is where you can get help at right here. Can't get no help at the house.
Hold on.
He said, this is my prayer house.
Yeah.
I can't come to this house and cuss people out. No. First Timothy 3:15, thou art to know how to act in the house of God, for it is the pillar ground of truth.
Amen.
This is where you come and lay your burdens down. And all of us got burdens every now and then. Come on, I'll be done. We have for them. All of us, now, even the white folks, they got, but I know I'm downtown. They be talking to me about that, but I don't say nothing. I keep between me and the gatefold, like the old folks say. But look what it said. Be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the gold image without that. Now drop down, because I ain't going to get through with this. Look what it said in 22:21. These men were bound in their hats, the other, in other words, they was dressed up.
Yeah.
From my understanding. They were dressed up, but they didn't bow down
Lord.
To the devil.
Nope.
See, the devil will throw you all kind of curveballs, but don't bow down to it. Them fiery darts I'm talking about. Don't bow down to them fiery darts.
Yeah.
But for Ephesians say, but you need to stand up and say, Lord, I surrender it all to you.
Yeah.
You got the, you remember when I came into this world.
Oh, Lord.
And you're going to be with me when I come out of this world.
Yeah.
So I'm going to serve you anyway. Yeah. Whether I lose, you can't lose this one. Anyway, whether I lose with them or not, I'm going to be for you.
Amen.
That's what they're saying. So watch what it said. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent. Now look here. And the furnace exceedingly hot. Don't you mean exceed that word exceedingly? It means it's above hot.
Yeah.
He turned up hotter than what it was.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because he's mad and he angry. But let me tell you something. Nebuchadnezzar ain't had peace. Mm-hmm. He had everything else, but he didn't have
peace. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Peace is within Jesus Christ this morning.
My Lord.
Am I talking to somebody this morning? Peace is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Son of the Living God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The apple of our eye.
Yeah.
The one who went out on Calvary. The one who made his brother's hand hold.
Yeah.
The one who walked the water at 4 o'clock in the morning. And Peter said, Lord, save me.
My Lord.
The furnace is seen that hot. The flame of the fire. Now, watch up now. The flame of the fire slew the men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In other words, now the men that were going to throw them in the fire.
What good, G? Come on. What good? Come on.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. That's too much sugar for that. How do you look? The men that took up them, they were strong and mighty and all that, but guess what? They got burned up.
Yes, sir.
In other words, when you trying to plot for somebody else, you gotta be careful, because it might come back on you. The old folks say, if you dig, you talk about somebody and dig a hole for somebody else, you might fall in before that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh,
huh? You might fall in yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Now, this last verse I'm going to read, and I'm going to close it out. Look what it says, Sister Stevenson. Then, 24, then, that's another thing. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished. In other words, he was surprised. Yeah, that's how God do your spine. When you go to the doctor for cancer, and then they say they won't find no cancer. But they went to God and they say the diabetes was 8, it dropped down to a 4. He said, that don't be nobody but God. Because God worked in some supernatural way. I'm telling you, I got the more folk. He worked in some mysterious
ways. Yes, sir.
Ways. And he said, then Nebuchadnezzar was stunned and rose up in haste. Look at that now, y'all. And spoke, I'm almost through, good God Almighty, to his counselors. You know, them, they the yay-sayers. You know, like Donald Trump got the one that he better say yay if they don't be fine and then he'll get them killed and all that kind of foolishness, you know. He said, now he asked a question in 24. Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst?
Where the 4 of them come?
Of the fire? Mm-hmm. They answered and said unto him,
oh Lord,
true, O king.
My Lord.
We did cast 3 in.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is astonished now, Miss Lottie. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men.
Uh-huh.
Loose and walking. They not running.
Mahalo.
Now the fire
is
urgent. Y'all know that it's hot.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, we get some situations that we can't get ourselves out. Sometimes we have to call on God, and we have to have, Sister Diane, say some urgent prayer. You know, not that I'll call out, but just, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
You know, that's urgent, but help me.
Yeah.
You know, you're in some trouble. You need some help right then. You say, Lord Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
I need some help. So that's what happened. He answered and said, in the midst of the fire, they have no hurt. Quotation. And the form of the 4 is like the Son of the God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to read that one more time. You do. I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the 4 is like the Son
of the Living God.
Of God.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac,
the God of Jacob,
and the God of Jacob.
My Lord.
Oh, Daniel, pray for the